This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
اون روزی که شهید حیدریان از شهر قم با یک عده معدودی بلند شدن رفتن کردستان.
The day when Shahid Haydarian, along with a few of people, left the city of Qom for Kurdistan and fought against the enemy, on that day the Iranian nation was strange to all in the world.
My throat tightens in front of your glowing images, and hot tears flow down my face and close the way for words.
Shahid Haydarian was able to break the blockade with his formidable management and enter the sports club. Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Ja'far Haydarian. Dear listeners, Shahid Ja'far Haydarian was born in the year 1956 or 57 in the city of Fordo, Qom province. He was witness to the religious valor and courage of his father in the Khordad 15th event. Shahid Haydarian's father, Reza Haydarian, loved Imam Khomeini very much. When he heard the abduction and exile of Imam Khomeini, he caused the inhabitants of Fordo to rebel against the Shah. Ja'far was also witness to his father's love and affection for the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and especially Imam Hussein. By setting up ta'ziyah, or passion plays, while he himself took part in the ta'ziyah, Shahid Haydarian's father revealed his grief over the suffering of the Ahlul Bayt. It was destined that Shahid Haydarian lose his father at the age of 10 and take on the heavy responsibility of his 8-person family. Therefore, Shahid Haydarian was forced to work alongside his education to cover his living expenses and to work in a goldsmithing workshop in Qom. During his leisure time, Shahid Haydarian attended the ethics courses of Ayatollah Mishkini and soon achieved spiritual perfection. The supreme leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khamenei, talks about the great job done by Shuhada.
On روزی که شهید حیدریان از شهر قم با یک عده معدودی بلند شدن.
The day when Shahid Haydarian, along with a few of people, left the city of Qom for Kurdistan and fought against the enemy, on that day the Iranian nation was strange to all in the world.
در مقابل ما همه اردوگاه غرب ایستاده بود.
The whole Western hegemony was against us in an imposed war. They were all equipped financially and militarily to fight against us. Some youngsters from the city of Qom and other small towns showed how they are committed to Allah in practice.
اعتقاد به معامله با خدا را در عمل نشان دادند.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Because Jafar Haydarian was familiar with the name of Imam Khomeini and his political struggles since he was a child, he had a crucial role in staging demonstrations in Qom during the days of the revolution and transformed the youth of Qom into staunch enemies of the Pahlavi monarchy. Once Shahid Haydarian broke his hand in one of the demonstrations held in Qom and was in a very critical state. Wherever there was a new movement against the oppressive regime, Ja'far Haydarian was one of its designers. The Islamic Revolution was about to achieve victory when Imam Khomeini returned from France to Iran. A group of revolutionary youth in Tehran guarded the Imam in Behisht-e Zahra Cemetery, where Shahid Haydarian also became responsible of leading a group of youth from Qom for this purpose. After the Islamic Revolution achieved victory under the leadership of Imam Khomeini, Shahid Haydarian became in charge of guarding Imam Khomeini's residence. When the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was formed, Shahid Haydarian joined its membership. Before Shahid Haydarian was sent to Kurdistan and began fighting the insurgents of Sanandaj, he married his maternal cousin.
In September 1980, the Ba'ath Iraqi forces led by Saddam attacked Iran. Iranians from all ages stood against this oppression. Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, invited all Iranians for a holy defense.
شما ثابت کردید که می توانید در مقابل قدرت ها بایستید.
All the people accepted this call.
لبیک یا خمینی، لبیک یا خمینی.
The mothers sent their young sons to the battlefields. They Iranian commanders were full of divine light and recited,
قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما بعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم
The brave men trusted in Allah and defeated the enemy. For them, martyrdom was not the end, but a start. A new start. A new life.
شهادت پایان نیست. آغاز است. تولدی دیگر است در جهانی فراتر از آن که عقل زمینی به ساحت قدس آن راه یابد. تولد ستاری.
And they still continue the path of their father.
ما امت حزب اللهیم دل داده روح اللهیم ما امت حزب اللهیم
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. When the city of Sanandaj, Kurdistan province, became the arena of anti-revolutionary elements, a group of revolutionary guards from Qom under the leadership of Shahid Heydarian, were dispatched to that region. The city was in the hands of the anti-revolutionaries, and the sports club of the officers of the army was surrounded by the anti-revolutionaries. Shahid Heydarian was able to break the blockade with his formidable management and enter the sports club. But soon after, the anti-revolutionaries attacked them again, and the club was under siege once again and remained so for 19 days. They were suffering from a shortage of food and water during this time, and they took all measures to free themselves from the siege. Finally, with the persistence of the forces under the control of Shahid Heydarian, the siege was lifted. And with the help of other forces, they pursued the anti-revolutionaries in the city, led by the martyr Muhammad Brujardi from the Guard Corps and Shahid Sayyad Shirazi from the army, along with the bravery of Shahid Heydarian and his comrades. A number of Shahid Heydarian's friends were martyred in Sanandaj. And now, Sister Zainab talks about the importance of sacred defense of Iran.
My throat tightens in front of your glowing images, and hot tears flow down my face and close the way for words. I am talking to you, O tulips. I know that you are there and you can hear my words. What can I say and what can I write about you? My gray words can only burst into tears before you. But I wish we would know that your remembrance is a flight towards a better being, towards perfection. What can I say about you who cross the borders of this world, where no word can be found to praise you? After all, you did not leave this world for us to admire you.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode, which was about Shahid Ja'far Haydarian. If you want, you can visit our website, which is parsetoday.com. And if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, you can send them to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.